I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Two dogs in Colorado have tested positive for rabies, one in Weld County and another in Yuma. The State Health Department says they both tested positive after run-ins with skunks, and they're the first canine cases in the state since 2003 when a dog from Texas tested positive. Health officials encourage vaccinating pets and contacting doctors and veterinarians if you or your pet are exposed to an unknown animal. Diesel vehicles pollute far more than lab tests detect, according to a new study by researchers at the University of Colorado Boulder. KUNC's Jackie Fortier has more.
Using satellite data, the study compared emissions under real-world driving conditions in markets representing 80% of new diesel vehicle sales. The findings, published this week in the journal Nature, reveal major inconsistencies between the testing and actual use, says lead researcher Davin Hensey.
There is already this problem with NOx emissions that come from automobiles that aren't even cheating on their tests, that are just acting a little bit more realistically than the tests describe, and that this problem, in terms of the pollution associated with these emissions, is much bigger.
Heavy-duty vehicles like trucks account for almost 80% of the excess emissions, which Hensey says leads to 38,000 premature deaths worldwide every year. The study says diesel emission tests could be more accurate if they were to simulate a broader variety of speeds, driving styles, and ambient temperatures. I'm Jackie Fortier.
And this is 91.5 KRCC News.